This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. The big news in Detroit today and important news across the country. Bill Ford is quitting as president and CEO of the Ford Motor Company. He'll be replaced by Boeing Company senior executive Alan Mulally. He will be the new president of Ford. Jean Jennings is editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. She is back with us, a frequent contributor to Day to Day. Jean, here is this problem for Mr. Mulally, probably a minor one as he's starting out, but he currently drives a Lexus LS430. He's now the president of Ford. He's got to drive a Ford. What should he drive?
Well, Alex, he should probably resist the urge that was not resisted by most Ford executives to get something from one of the subsidiaries like Jag, Aston, Volvo.
Right, he could. Ford owns Aston Martin, so he could drive one of the world's most expensive, beautiful, wonderful cars.
Right, until they sell it.
Yeah.
yes, he could, but he should probably resist that, and he should probably drive one of the new crossovers or wait for the Edge. Drive the new Edge.
Can an airplane guy do this job no matter what he drives?
Well, you know, why not? This isn't like trying to get an executive from Coca-Cola or Procter & Gamble to come in. This is a synergistic business. The airline business has been bothered by the competition, by the cost of fuel. It has union issues, customer issues. And Alan Mulally is a proven turnaround specialist there with major, major manufacturing experience.
All right, well, Bill Ford is out as president of the car company. Alan Mulally is in. What should he do? What should his priorities be?
What he should do is be outside of the box, which he is. The domestic industry is run by guys who live in private enclaves with each other. They live with their colleagues. They tend to judge new models against the cars they replace. And they are pretty much out of touch. This is the first time in 60 years Ford's gone outside of Ford to get a CEO. And that time they only went to GM. So this is historic. He needs to bring a new way of doing business here. So I would suggest the first thing he do is sell off Aston, and we think that's going to be done by October. Sell Jaguar and Land Rover, and then meet the designers. Get the product up and running. Meet people he can trust that makes sense. Put together small teams like he did at Boeing. And by the way, he based all that on Ford's Taurus process, which was the last time, I think, they really broke outside the mold and said, you know, forget the way we've been doing business. Let's bring this car to market. And it was against all odds. No one liked that car, including focus groups, and when they brought it out, it was a major hit. So he took that to Boeing. Bring it back home.
Jean Jennings, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, speaking with us from Detroit. Jean, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.